Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. And 51551 is our text number. Good afternoon, Kerry Savage Diver. Kerry, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I read your email, brilliantly written, by the way, with disbelief. This is PC gone mad, I think.
Yeah.
I never knew about it. Explain it to people.
I didn't either.
And we'll say to people, if you're at home in your kitchen, will you give your floor a good wipe? Because your jaw is about to hit it when you hear this nonsense. Go ahead, Kerry. Now, I know the arguments. Nonsense is the wrong word. But you hear the way they've gone about this campaign. Go ahead, Kerry.
Thanks very much. So we had our baby 2 days before we went into lockdown.
Okay.
And we brought her home from hospital on the Friday, and that evening, as I said, the country went into lockdown. So I was breastfeeding at the time, but I suppose it's like, a lot of new mothers still getting the hang of it and probably not getting as much support because all the classes and stuff have been cancelled because of COVID. So we said, right, okay, we'll go to the shop and we'll stock up on some formula. So we were combi feeding her. So I was breastfeeding during the day and then we were giving her a bottle at night. So we said, right, we'll stock up just to make sure we have it. So it was a couple of days after she was born. My husband went to the shops and he bought a couple of the tins of it. So it came to about €50. So he was at the self-service checkout and he said to the cashier, I spent over €30, would I be able to get the parking ticket validated?
Oh, yeah, okay.
The €3 off or whatever. And she said, oh, no, unfortunately, you can't. And he said, oh, I've spent over the €30, though. Mm-hmm. And she said, you're buying level one baby formula, so that doesn't actually count towards it. He said, what do you mean? We've never heard of it before. And she just explained, it's actually a government policy. Where if you're buying level one formula, so it's fine from, I think, level two up, but if you're buying like the newborn formula, so from 0 to 6 months, you basically it can't be involved in any promotions or anything like that, so any money off, anything like that. We've since found out that, if you spend a certain amount in your card points or whatever, you get
50 quid in Dons or whatever,
But also, if you get the coupons where you can get like €5 off your next shop or whatever, it even says on the back of them things such like can't be spent on cigarettes, newborn baby formula. It actually discriminates. It even says
so Cowangate, newborn baby formula is classed as dangerous as cigarettes.
Well, that's what it was saying on the back of it. It can't be used to purchase it.
But if your husband had gone in and bought two bottles of Tullamore Dew
and two bottles of wine, he would have gotten a €3 off. Yeah.
But if you buy baby formula,
she was very nice. She explained it, and my husband said, well, she is breastfeeding. Not that I needed an explanation, but he said, she is breastfeeding, but, we're combi feeding, so we're stocking up on formula. And she, the woman was lovely. She said, listen, I bottle fed my babies, I hear you, but it's a policy and we can't go against it. So he said, okay. And we were too kind of tired to fight it at the time. And then it happened again. And then we kind of started to think about it. And we said, hold on now, if I couldn't breastfeed or I was on medication or, God forbid, I'd had a mastectomy and I physically didn't have any breasts to breastfeed, or I just chose not to. You are being discriminated against. And it's not a word that I would use lightly, but it does feel like it's a discrimination. If you choose not to breastfeed or you can't, then you are discriminated against because you're buying baby formula. I just can't understand it. As you said, you can go in and buy three bottles of wine and get your €3 off parking, but you go in and buy three tins of baby formula and you're told, no, it just doesn't make any sense. You're feeding your child. Like, I just don't understand it, to be honest.
And you can buy five bottles of wine for €50 and you get your tenner voucher for your next purchase. So that means the wine, instead of being a tenner a bottle, is what, £9 a bottle? Mm-hmm. Actually, £8 a bottle.
You get money off.
£8 a bottle. So you get 20% off a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
But if you're hard pressed, and which people are, babies are expensive. They're gorgeous, but they're expensive, as you know. But if you're hard pressed, the chance for you to get 20% off a box of Cowangate is banned by the government.
Yeah, something that you really need. It's not a luxury feeding your child so they survive. It's not a luxury. A bottle of wine is a luxury. Like,
you make a brilliant point here. Do you want to make it about the, on the one hand, they're promoting breastfeeding, which we're all in favour of. However. Yeah. You don't promote breastfeeding, as you say, by discriminating and almost stigmatising people who buy.
100%.
Yeah, because you're at the checkout And you have the fella in front of you is piling through bottles of whiskey, vodka, Malibu, whatever.
Listen,
you're having
we were those people before we had the baby.
And then he rocks up. He gets his free parking. No bother. Right, yeah. Off you go. Do you want a hand? You won't rock up with your Cowan gate.
Like it's sad that it's funny, but it's if you don't laugh, you cry. But it's really serious. Like you're right. Someone behind you would have wine or alcohol, whatever, and it's no bother. But then you're told, no, sorry. And it's very, I think even as a new mother, like anyone would know, or a new parent, dads as well, it's a very, I suppose, fragile time. You're tired, you know, hormones are all over the place. And especially as a mom, you're doing your best. You're trying to feed your baby. And then, you know, you have people saying to you, don't be worrying. There's no pressure. Well, there is pressure because my own government is discriminating against me if I can't, or if I have a low supply, or if I choose not to, or I'm on medication and I can't. And so, people are saying there's no pressure. There is pressure. There's 100% pressure. And as a new mother, especially during a lockdown, it's really not what you need.
And a lot of people, as you know, Kerry, during the lockdown, they're stretched for money.
Yeah.
They really are stretched for money, yeah. Especially if you've young children.
Yeah, it really does. I couldn't believe it.
Was there, and we're all in favour of breastfeeding, but is there a reason for this? Was there a campaign? Was baby formula, and we're one of the biggest manufacturers of it in the world, as you know, and trusted as well. The Wexford, Kerry, Cork, the biggest plants in the world. But was there a campaign by the baby formula companies to give away free formula or sell it for half price? In other words, were they dumping it?
I honestly don't know, Joe.
It's a long time since I had babies, but I've no memory of it.
It's expensive. Formula's expensive, but it's the feed your baby, like you don't have a choice, you have to buy it. Like, and even across brands, there might be 50-cent difference here or there, but it's still around roughly the same price. And I don't know, I just feel that it's something that I never knew of. And I'm the first of my friends to have really any babies, so I hadn't heard of it before. And when my husband came home, I kind of thought, no, you must have gotten it wrong. Like,
But as you say, on the back of these vouchers, the Dunn's vouchers or whatever, you'd see, I haven't noticed that. It's, a baby formula is classified along with cigarettes.
It can't be used in anything that's seen to promote any promotion.
But that's taken it way too far, isn't
it? Because that's actually, I don't know about legislation, but it's a policy. It's an EU policy that states that. Even if on the ads now for any baby formula, you'll notice that it's always follow on milk.
Yeah.
It's never the newborn stage one milk they're advertising.
But it's not illegal. And if a child doesn't get the level one baby formula and isn't breastfed for whatever reason, and it's not illegal to give a level one, it's not just, it's not illegal. It's essential that the child gets it because the child wouldn't survive. Yeah.
Like it's as simple. It's like us, if we don't eat, we die. Like, it's as simple as that. And I just, I still don't understand it. As I said, I breastfed, I'm totally for it, I'm totally for choice, but that's not okay. It's just not okay.
And you can advertise, I don't know whether you can advertise level one. Can you advertise level one?
I don't think you can. I'd have to look it up, but I've noticed myself it's always follow on. And as, again, a new mum sitting there nearly crying because, you know, my supply was low or whatever, and the ads come on, and it's always starts with, you know, breastfeeding is best for your baby, you should do it for as long as possible. Yeah. But if you can't, there's follow-on milk. Yeah. And it's kind of like, listen, I know breastfeeding is best. I'm trying, you know, it's a lot of pressure. And then to be faced with, to find out it's an actual written into our government, a policy, to say that, no, you should be. And apparently the policy is that you should be exclusively breastfeeding up to 6 months. That's what they want you to do. Listen, I did it for a month. I'm proud of that. It's tough.
Kerry,
you shouldn't have to do it at all.
But Kerry, it's your body.
100%. It's your choice. Like, why you shouldn't have to do it at all if you don't want to? And that's what really kind of got me. I thought, and this is kind of part of the reason why I'm onto you. Like, I have a little daughter now, and I hope in years to come, if she decides to have kids, this isn't a fight she's going to have to fight, because it is her body. And do what you want with your body. You shouldn't have to feel pressured to do anything. And to have the government, like your government, almost against you on this, that's what it feels like as a new mom. It feels like they're against us and they're almost judging us if we can't or we don't or we don't want to. It's really hard. Like, it does affect your mental health. It really does. I'm not just saying that. It does have an effect, and they don't see that side of it.
Talk to me again about the mental health aspect.
Having a new baby's the best thing I think you can ever do. Like, I can't even explain how much I love that little girl, but it is tough. And you're tired, and I think with everything going on with the lockdown and stuff, everything's heightened. And so I don't have any other kids, so I have nothing to compare it to. But it is tough, and it does take its toll. And, you know, I'd be up at night pumping and stuff, crying because, like, she'd be fast asleep, my husband would be asleep, and I'd be up crying because I'm thinking, I have to get my supply more, I have to do this, I'm told by everyone that I have to breastfeed, so I have to do this. And I wasn't really sleeping, and I was putting so much pressure on myself, but I actually look back now, and I feel a bit sad thinking about it, because I did enjoy it with her, because I know it's good for them, and I know it's got all the antibodies and all that they promote, but do you know what? I think having a mother who's mentally healthy is more important for a child, no matter whether they're on breast milk or formula. Yeah. Having a mother who's mentally ill because she stressed herself out so much. So you could be breastfed, but you can have a mum who's really unhappy, and that's not healthy for a child either, you know, if you can prevent it. So I just said, you know what, after a month, my child's gone on formula, and I never look back. I think she's happier, I'm happier.
It's almost you're being shamed publicly.
Oh, yeah, that's how it felt.
Because you're bottle feeding.
Yeah. And even like clinics and stuff you'd go to, wherever they'd go, oh, so is baby due a feed? You know, you're going to get the breast? I'm like, no, I'm taking out the bottle. And you kind of feel like you're hiding your bottle almost. It's like, God, I'm keeping my baby alive either way. Why does it matter?
Okay, say there, Kerry. Gail, 51551, wash your hands. Gail Hanbridge. Gail.
Yeah. Hi, Joe. Hi, I didn't catch the other lady's name.
That's Kerry.
Kerry. Hi. Congratulations, Kerry. You're delighted to hear you have a new daughter. My children are a little bit older, but this thing about the club car points and the money off, that has been the way for my eldest child is 13. That has been the way that long. And I also felt shamed for bottle feeding my children. Between, not from my immediate family, they knew the reasons I wasn't bottle feeding, but from other people, there was a lot of kind of looking down the nose at you. And it's not good for people. You know, people have made a decision, and there's many reasons why people don't breastfeed. Yeah. And I come from a family where all my aunts and my mother and sister and everybody breastfed, but it wasn't for me. My mother actually donated breast milk in London in the 70s to a breast bank. There isn't the one in Ireland closes and opens. It's not consistent. So it's been in London for over 40 years, and it's great for little premature babies, but it's not for everybody. And I think people should kind of think before they look their noses down onto people. People may have not had the supply, may not have access to a lactation consultant. There's lots of different reasons, and maybe a little bit of less looking down the nose. Breastfeeding is best. All the research has showed that, but I think a happy mother and a well-fed child are much more important, because I would have had a lot of friends who had difficulties breastfeeding and felt the guilt of having to, you know, like there were big failures. And I think one a very eminent doctor in this country, I won't mention his name, he has written books about babies, and he said a fed baby is the most important thing. It doesn't matter how they're fed, but as long as they're fed and healthy, that's the most important thing. And now I know that breast is best, but you know, maybe the mental health of the mother is equally, if you know,
absolutely
important.
Completely.
And good luck to Kerry, and I'm delighted now her baby has arrived. But it's not a new thing. It's this breastfeed. People talk about pressure for the breastfeed, but there's an awful lot of looking down the noses at people that are bottle feeding.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
The scenario that Kerry revealed is that when you're publicly told when you go to get, as it happened, the free parking or whatever, the parking voucher, you're publicly told, presume in front of other people,
nothing
you can.
New there. Yeah, nothing okay. New. It's been no, that you way can't. For many, you can't. Many years. And what did you look at your voucher and say that?
What did I buy wrong? What do you mean I can't use it for that? Is it the whiskey? Is it the fire lighters? Is it the Sabatier knives that could kill people? No. Look, everybody. This woman is after buying breast milk, and she's trying to get it on the 50 euro voucher, five or 10 euro.
That lady tried to feed her child. Do you know the club, you know, scan your points or whatever? It's the same way as with the 10 euro off. You know,
I had a feeling.
No, it's the same way. I know it's only a small amount of money converted.
I didn't realize
it's
been gone so long. That's crazy.
And you think
it's been going on for years and years and years. So that's why I was saying my jaw's going to hit the ground, Joe. And I was like,
You knew that already.
Well, thanks for having me on, and good luck to everybody.
Okay, Gail. Thanks.
Bye.
Catherine Berglund McLaughlin.
Hello, Joe.
Okay. Now we all know breast is best. Don't we?
Right.
We all agree with that.
No one's arguing that.
Yeah. So what do you think of the policy?
I think that if you look at a lot of laws, they might seem a bit outrageous if you look at them from just a single angle, as your caller had. But it's a slippery slope. And I used to be a childbirth educator, and I taught lactation as part of my class. And hospitals that gave out free samples of formula, for example, had far lower breastfeeding success rates than hospitals who didn't. And the hospital I worked in wasn't allowed to have any posters, any pamphlets, any little tiny logos hidden on a baby's cap, nothing for formula companies. And it's not that formula is as evil as cigarettes. It can be a life-saving substitute for babies and mothers who need to go that route. But they're not fining you for buying formula. Mm. They're simply not giving you any perks.
But why is that okay? Why is it okay to not get perks, but it's okay to get perks if you're buying wine? I don't understand.
I'm not going to argue for wine. I was surprised when alcohol was allowed on the list at Dunn's. I thought it should be like cigarettes. Like, it's something you're opting to buy. It does sound harsh on the face of it, but I'm just on an article right now from the Irish Times last year that said Ireland has the lowest breastfeeding success rates in Europe. And a friend of mine who's from Bosnia said she couldn't believe the flack she got from Irish people for continuing to breastfeed her daughter after she turned 12 months old. So I think there's room for improvement.
Success rate.
It's like you said, one of the ways it's measured is if someone is completely breastfeeding to 6 months. It depends on the study. Some studies, it's like if you breastfeed at all, even just three drops on the baby's first day of life, you count as someone who breastfed. So you have to look at the definition of breastfeeding depending on the study.
But one of the stings of Kerry's argument, Catherine, is that we're in favour of promoting breastfeeding, but do you promote breastfeeding by discriminating, I know you've objected to the word penalising, but discriminating against people who have to spend a lot of money on formula, that they can't get the little incentives that is available
I wouldn't call it discriminating. I mean, do you feel discriminated against if you're a smoker buying cigarettes and that doesn't count?
Yes, absolutely.
There is a policy
in this country, Catherine, of discriminating against smokers for a reason. Price-wise, tax-wise, location-wise. There is a big, big policy of discriminating against smokers for a reason. But now we discover that in these scenarios, smoking is classified as in the same lonely little corner with baby formula.
Well, what are the other items that don't qualify? Lottery tickets?
I don't have a list.
Tobacco?
Cigarettes and baby formula should be in the same.
So the benefits of breastfeeding are far-reaching. Studies show babies that drink formula are more likely to be diabetic later in life. They're more likely
What's
to be obese later in life.
What's the benefit of a mother's mental health? Have they done studies on that?
I think Ireland spends a nice amount of funding on mental health compared to what we were used to in the United States.
Because every woman's different. It's not all in one bracket,
Yeah, I'm not going to defend there not being enough support for breastfeeding mothers. It sounds like there might not be if Ireland has the lowest rates in Europe.
Well, I'm just saying that
it's a slippery slope, and if you start giving coupons for formula, you start giving free samples.
I don't think Kerry is advocating that.
It's just on a legal basis, it fits in the same category of giving perks for buying formula.
It's not a perk, but you're not getting what And I'm just using wine as an example. Whatever, you can buy whatever. But why should someone at the next till to me be able to buy 3 bottles of wine and get their parking free, but I'm going in to buy food to feed my child? And I like that €3 adds up.
And, that's a lot of money. You know, that's a valid point. So perhaps you should lobby them to not give that, not include alcohol on the list. As I said,
well,
I was
just an example.
Catherine, I'm not being facetious, but you're saying people who were like Kerry, who were trying to cope with our fourth child, enough to do, should be campaigning to get alcohol banned on discount vouchers.
No, but people that agree with you probably have time to do that campaign. Okay, I mean, there's a whole new government in place, and Catherine's opponent wouldn't have supported you, maybe the new person would.
Yeah, and also I know this is not just a policy here, but elsewhere, but there's a whole new world in place now where people are. We're in a massive, massive long-term recession. People are on COVID payments and they're being reduced left, right and centre. People need any little help.
To feed your baby,
every little helps, as Tesco says, except if you're trying to help your little one. We've no little help for you. Mary Ward, Clonakilty, your point, please, Mary.
Well, Joe, I had twins 11 weeks ago today. And they were premature. They were 27 weeks. So the way it works in the hospital, they were excellent. They were promoting breast milk all the time. So they even give you a hospital pump and you express your milk every 3 hours and you bring it up to the hospital. And my twins were doing so great. They came home last week. And what happened was they were tolerating their feed so well that they actually passed out my supply. So what we had to do was we had to do a mixture of combi feeding. So we started them on a formula and the breast milk, and that's what they're doing going forward. But my husband and myself were doing our Super Value shop last week, and we had a voucher for, I can't, €120, I think, and we were trying to get the amount up, and I said, buy a box of the formula, that'll get the amount up. We'll get our €15 off, and that'll be it. And when he went to do it, the same thing happened. So he emailed Super Value and they said their policy, just like all the rest of the shops, was they cannot promote formula. So my question was, should I leave my babies starve? So, you know, I have to give them a mixture of formula and breast milk or they will not be getting enough milk.
And I'm looking, somebody kindly has sent us in the back of the Dunster. The only food product that is not included in the voucher offer is the only food product mentioned is infant milk formula.
Yeah, not
the high sugar ones, not 5 bars of Cadbury chocolate for €2, nothing like that. The Lotto is included, but that's a deal with the Lotto. The tobacco products, we understand that. And other things within a store, like clothing or footwear, that the company decided they don't want to include. But the only one that's not included is infant milk formula and tobacco. The only food is infant milk formula. But the only two items that are legally excluded are tobacco products and infant milk formula, as far as I can see. I don't know about lottery products, but they're just...
It's just so sad that even has to be a thing. Like, it really is.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many people who can't breastfeed for many reasons.
And then you feel like shame and guilt. Just like,
exactly.
Your parents
and you have enough shame and
keeping these people alive. Like, congrats on your twins, by the way. That's great news. But you know yourself, you're doing your best. And then get this mom guilt because you're feeding your child. It's ridiculous.
Bottle shaming. Yeah. Is that what someone called it? Helena Bourne, your point, please. Helena, thanks for calling.
Hi. And I haven't heard all of the speakers there, Joe, but... yeah, I'm just a mother who has breastfed and I haven't had experience with formula at all. And I have been aware of that infant formula is not allowed towards discount in shops. But my perspective is that the breastfeeding is not given adequate support by our government.
Yeah.
This directive, I believe, it comes from the EU. WHO would also be highly in favour of supporting breastfeeding. They have the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes, which countries have to sign up to, or some have and some haven't.
Yeah, exactly. It's a code.
Yeah, so
it's a code.
It's a code, yes.
It's
and
not
it's
law.
There because, no, it's, yeah, exactly. But it's good practice and a lot of a lot of research has gone into the benefits of breast milk for babies.
Really?
So
absolutely.
I suppose it's just a little nod towards supporting.
Well, it's a big nod. It's a 20% premium.
Can I say that's not my experience of breast milk and breastfeeding. I had every single nurse and everyone in the hospital was promoting it. I've had a lactation consultant visit my house since I've come home in a week, promoting, helping me, trying to get the breastfeeding established. It's not my experience that it's not been promoted at all, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Same.
But do you see my point, Helena?
I do, but Joe, it is actually... Formula is not human breast milk. It's a substitute, and it's from cow's milk. And I know Ireland, we're in a great position in Ireland. We make about 15% of the world market of formula. Mm. And we market it very strongly in countries where breastfeeding would have been the natural, the obvious way of feeding, and to the detriment of those children's health, I'm afraid.
But how is that allowed?
There are companies that get away with exploiting the code and getting around it. So there was a film made about it. Actually,
and then I'm wondering, sure, why wouldn't all these companies set up in Ireland when their profits must be incredible, given that nobody can discount their product? Dunnes can't bargain with them to get a cheaper formula. Their formula has a 20% premium compared to wine or whatever, because it's not eligible discount.
And even
when you go to get a little perk, which every little helps, a car park for an hour, you're told, get out of here with your... No, I'm paraphrasing. Baby formula, you cannot get any free car parking with baby formula, even though you obviously have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it taking it too far, Helena? That's Kerry's point.
Well, I mean, just going back to the point about the profit and all that, like whatever mothers in Ireland are paying for formula, I can guarantee that the mothers in poorer countries, in as we used to say, the third world, they are paying an exorbitant rate compared to their wage for the same product, much, much higher, and they're not able to afford it,
why are you penalising Irish women for that wrong?
Yeah, exactly. It's not a penalty. I mean, they still want to buy the formula. They still have
it
to
is
pay
a
for
it. I
don't think the shops are under any obligation to offer discounts at all.
The only reason they offer discounts is because of competition.
Well, people can buy their formula in lots of different shops. There's plenty of competition out there for formula.
But I thought there couldn't be promotional devices, special displays, discount coupons, premiums, special sales, loss leaders, and tie-in sales are prohibited. It's pretty all inclusive.
Yes, but like, I mean, the company name, we'll say Cow and Gate or whatever it is, people know that they can advertise from the follow-on milk onwards. They can't advertise the early one. But like, people associate that. I mean, if you have the younger baby, you will go for that brand and you'll buy the earlier product, you know.
But it's like you're doing something bold by doing that, because it's almost hidden. You know, they can't advertise level one. So, like, why can't you advertise level one? I understand
because breastfeeding is better for the baby. And a lot of the claims that are on these formulas, I'm afraid, are false and misleading.
Oh, no, hang on. Helena, sorry. You can't accuse legitimate companies of... They're highly regulated. Highly regulated in Ireland. You cannot accuse legitimate companies of misleading information.
Yeah, that's not
information.
A fair statement.
Okay.
No,
Helena, your line is now cut off. I'm sorry. You can't accuse companies. And I know the Twitter trolls will be out to hang me now.
This is what we're up against.
But you can't. No, Helena, I know Helena has her point of view, but just legally you can't say, especially that companies are mislabeling and misselling.
No.
But Helena, please forgive me if you think I've been rude, but just because you made some really strong points. Mary Ann Daly before the break, please. Mary Ann.
Hi, how are you, Joe?
Good, thanks.
Oh God, what did I want to say? I'm getting nervous. With regards, I'll leave my cards on the table. I breastfed my kids, right? So I suppose you're going back to, you're not allowed, and I understand where we've the WHO code in Ireland, the World Health Organization code here. I'm sure you were talking about
it's
it.
Code,
I couldn't hear because I was running away from my toddler.
Yeah, okay.
That's where that. But I suppose, look, I know it comes across as a penalty or you know, that you aren't getting it. But I suppose the other side of it is you don't get the perk for breastfeeding either. I mean, if I go up, I don't get free car parking for breastfeeding. You know, it works both ways. And I suppose my legitimate point is...
Yeah, but no, in fairness, Tesco aren't making a bob out of you breastfeeding.
No, hold on a minute. Breastfeeding isn't free, Joe.
I know, but
they're making money out of me. Okay. And to be fair, if I need nipple sheets, breast pads, any of that, they are making money out of me. You know, breastfeeding isn't free, and it just, you know, you're not allowing for the fact that it costs women's labour and time to breastfeed.
I hear, but if you buy those breast pads,
I usually can't get them in shopping centres that. Well, you can get own brand ones that are disposable, but they mightn't be suitable to every woman.
Yeah, but I'm saying, are they included in the, if there's a perk, like an hour's parking or 10 euro off every 50?
Yeah, you'll see on the back of the label saying that you can't buy breast pads, do you know what I mean?
I'm actually getting confused there. You can't buy breast pads?
No, they are included in discount offers.
Okay, fair enough if you're buying them in a shopping centre, but it depends where you have to go to get them. And breastfeeding isn't free. You could have to pay for lactation consultants by the time you go to groups, all the rest of it. You're not getting any perks for that either.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? To be fair, you aren't. So, but what my point was, regardless of how you're feeding your child, you know, I do think that a lot of it is pitting one against the other, and I don't think it's necessary. Now, I'm
not
out of early motherhood. You know, my eldest is 11.
Marianne, has the government not decided that's a policy? Wasn't that one of Kerry's points? It is pitting women, one woman against another.
It is, 100%.
The WHO code is designed to protect breastfeeding.
And it's shaming mothers who can't
hold on a minute now. I don't agree that it's shaming women who can't at all, whatsoever. Because... we have the low... The numbers will tell you they don't. There was a woman there just saying that we only have 2% of women successfully breastfeeding in Ireland. We have the lowest rates in Ireland.
So what's successfully
breastfeeding? And all of that is with the WHO code in place. So I don't understand the logic there of how you could be shaming people into it.
What's successfully breastfeeding? What's that class as?
Pardon me?
What's class as successfully breastfeeding?
You see, it depends what study that you read that is successfully breastfeeding. But wait, less than 2% of women are breastfeeding their baby at 6 months of age in Ireland. The statistics show us that.
Yeah, I just think we need to remember mental health.
Without advertising. You know, if they aren't advertising, they're still mightily successful without the advertising.
Okay, well, Anne is on the line. Anne, your point, please. Thanks, Marianne. Anne, your point.
Good afternoon. Well, I just want to say that from the word go, I never intended to breastfeed. I absolutely hate it. It's nothing to do with looking at people doing it. It just didn't appeal to me. My four children were formula fed, totally healthy, slept day and night.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And,
well done.
You know, there was a lot of advantages to the bottle feed because, you know, you fed them for the 4 hours, you got around, you had your bits done, you could get into a routine much quicker. The child wasn't hanging out of you day and night. And I had a gem of a husband, and he used to feed him in the night, and I wouldn't even know. Now, I did have a set of twins, so at that point, we did have to do one each, you know, with a bottle. But like breastfeeding, and what's awful about it is you're sitting up in bed, the nurse, oh, now, are you having you breastfeeding your baby? No, why not? No. I don't want to. Why don't you want to? Because it's my body and I don't
explain
want
yourself
to. Mind your own business, like.
Yeah, 100%.
Look after me. It really annoys me, you know. You should be let make your own decision. And
coerce
you into doing things because you're vulnerable after having a baby anyway. So why should somebody push their... why should somebody push their opinion on you? That's really all I wanted to say about it. Because I don't like people to be pushed. You know, I really feel that.
Thanks, Anne. Point well made. The final point, Kerry, is to Julie from the La Leche League. I know it's a voluntary organisation and their mission is to help mothers worldwide to breastfeed. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, Joe. I'm actually part of the Leche League. I go to the Leche League.
Okay, that's fine.
Actually. And I'm a big advocate of breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So I think the very first thing to say, in my opinion, is motherhood is really, really hard. Parenthood is really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need to actually even promote that more to people. Get ready for it. Get really ready. When you're pregnant, do your research. You know, get that time to actually get as much information as you possibly can. And that includes breastfeeding knowledge. So So I think that a lot of times people go into motherhood and think, okay, I'll try the breastfeeding, mm-hmm. I'll see if it works. I actually attended breastfeeding support groups while I was pregnant. I sat down beside people mm-hmm. who were breastfeeding right in front of me. My two sisters breastfed.
One of the arguments I think that Kerry is making is the world has changed. During the pandemic, most people could, obviously, those classes weren't held.
They're actually on Zoom calls. Okay. So you can do a Zoom call. So you could actually...
You need a broadband and a laptop. I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude. Most people in Ireland cannot afford a computer, a laptop or an iPad. A lot of people can't afford broadband. That's the reality. I know we all assume in the world we live in that everyone has a car. They don't.
We're not going to be in a pandemic forever, though. So we are going to come out of this pandemic at some point. Okay. And, you know, Leash League meetings, Quiddu, they're completely free of charge. You don't have to pay anything. You can show up anytime. They're usually on for 2.5 hours. Mm. So even if it starts at 10, you can arrive at 11. You can go 12. You can actually call them for free anytime, 24/7. You can go onto a Facebook page. You can link up with other mums. And the thing about it is that I think breastfeeding should be the number one. That's my own opinion.
I think everyone agrees with that.
Formula is fantastic, and thank God we have formula, and it's such a lovely quality formula.
Exactly, good point.
That we can avail of, you know. The thing I would say in relation to your point about the promotions, what this really stems from, I think the lady alluded to it a few moments ago, was unfortunately the history of formula companies is pushing formula on people, and in mostly disadvantaged countries where they don't have lovely clean water like we have in Ireland for the most part.
Yeah.
And they are actually disadvantaged and told, don't breastfeed, take this free sample of formula, it will make it easier for you. You can make it up really quickly and give up that breastfeeding. This is where the push on not promoting infant formula comes from. And that's very important.
But what's emerged from Kerry's analysis of it is it's not promoting baby food. It's discriminating against baby food. Yeah. In other words, you're saying that the offer that's available on every other piece of food, item of food in the supermarket, there's only one item of food that's not available on this offer. This offer is on baby food. That's and cigarettes.
You see, I think what you have to bring it back though to why it was there in the beginning.
I take that point. Well, maybe it's time to
move on with that. Then
maybe the world has changed. I don't know. Okay, thanks indeed, Kerry Savage Diver. Thanks, Julie. Thanks to all our callers. 5151 merchants.